myself in a situation in which Representative Lincoln and now many of the other members of the committee have covered virtually every point that I might have made. I think in emphasizing the access in rural Alaska, you've hit on a very important point about why including social workers is an appropriate decision at this time, notwithstanding the possible somewhat small increase in the fiscal note. I suspect it's a lifestyle choice as much as anything, but if you look around rural Alaska, you'll find licensed clinical social workers who not only work in the community mental health programs but are willing to engage in private practice. You do not find licensed psychologists in those areas. They tend to congregate the practices in the more urban areas. Having both groups of professionals is critical. If you look at the map, the color-coded map, significant number of communities would not have available any private Medicaid coverage for mental health services if you don't include both provider groups. So I think it is exactly appropriate to have the two linked at this time, not separated. The point was made in Representative Lincoln's comments that by adding these provider groups, you get better control over the cost of them, and that's absolutely correct because the department is then in the position to directly regulate the price paid rather than have it buried under a physician clinic for the billing. And the fiscal note is somewhat alarming when you look at it stretched over the years, but in fact the department has proposed regs, the staff has proposed regs that I think are at the commissioner's desk, in which they will control the price and it will not be subject to a percentage of billed with that 4.6% annual inflation that has sort of plagued the system on price, but will be a set fee which will only go up if the department adopts new regulations causing it to go up. So there is a significant improvement in their ability to control the price on these services